This is Pedaling the Pueblo, a project of Living Streets Alliance, connecting you to bicycle events and news in Tucson. Hello, and welcome to this episode of Pedaling the Pueblo. I'm your host, Sofia Moraga Franco, Bike Initiatives Coordinator at Living Streets Alliance, and I'm here today with my good friend and guest, Emily Algren. Emily, could you introduce yourself for us, please?
Hi, thank you for having me, Soph. My name is Emily Algren. I am a recent graduate of the University of Arizona, but I'm originally from Hawaii, but I came to Tucson basically for architecture school.
You have been a cyclist pretty much that whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have a car until recently.
Yeah, cyclist by necessity, I would say.
Yeah. So can you talk to me a little bit about your experience cycling around Tucson all these years?
Yeah. Overall, it's been lovely. I love biking in Tucson. I think the center core of Tucson is very, very bike friendly, albeit the potholes are kind of brutal. But the cars are not so safe.
Yeah, not very respectful.
No, they're not very respectful. And actually, recently, this past October, I got into a crash that was pretty bad.
Can you tell us a little bit about your experience with that? What happened there?
Yeah, I was on my way to work and I was really excited. I remember being really excited about the street being freshly paved. I was like just north of the university, and I was like, dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman came out of nowhere on like a black freshly paved road in her black Lexus, hidden by these cactus and, you know, desert shrubbery.
Yeah.
On the side of the road. And I had a yield, and I had assessed that the intersection was fine. I couldn't see past the shrubs, and she came right at me, and I unfortunately like got up on the hood of her car and cracked her windshield with my elbow. And for a while after that, my back was a little messed up for about a year after, but nothing else, thankfully. But it scared me so bad that I actually went and like bought armor for myself, and I bought a little beater car.
Yeah. Okay.
But it took me about 8 months to get back on the road and like comfortable with cycling again.
Mm-hmm. What do you think are some ways to help mitigate these types of crashes where they're kind of like come out of nowhere in small
yeah.
areas,
in the neighborhoods and mm-hmm. stuff? I feel like that's not where you're looking for it to happen either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're usually looking for a crash to happen on a really busy road, and you're like, because of the elevated energy of that road, you're like paying attention more. I would say that like cyclists in general, I think, need to be more aware. Maybe if you listen to music while you ride, only have one headphone in. Always wear your helmet, please. But I think also a part of driver's ed should be learning how to share the road with cyclists.
Being on the lookout for them.
Mm-hmm.
And understanding that they're a vehicle and they can kill cyclists.
Mm-hmm.
Cyclists can't kill you.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially in Arizona, where cyclists are technically, and I'm making air quotes, technically act as cars,
mm-hmm.
without any of the like physical protections that cars provide in the event of a crash.
Exactly. So I think that you're right. There has to be some sort of like education on the car driver side to be the one that is like more aware of mm-hmm. the streets, just in terms of like harm being done and like what the harm can be on both sides. Like, it's much higher chances, mm-hmm. like I said, that a vehicle would be doing real harm to a cyclist than like vice versa. This has been an episode of Pedaling the Pueblo with your host Soph and guest Emily. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And to find out more about Pedaling the Pueblo, visit the program page at kxci.org.